Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, this is Bob Griggs, and it's my joy and privilege to come to you with the Bread of Life broadcast to share with you today the truth of the living God and to invite you to consider your need of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you, who came to earth some 2,000 years ago, who walked upon this earth in human form. He clothed himself in human flesh, the eternal Creator God, who created all things, and by whom were all things created, and without whom was nothing created. He is the eternal God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Father tells us in John 3:16, Jesus stated, God the Father so loved the world, so loved you, so loved mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior, should not perish, which means to be separated from God for all eternity, but should be given life eternal. And, oh, beloved, it's the greatest thing in all the world to know the peace of God, the forgiveness of sin, the joy of the Lord, to know that Christ lives in you through his indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, as Romans 8:9 speaks of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Christ. He comes to indwell and live within a person when a person accepts Jesus as Savior and puts his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I'll never forget many, many years ago as a boy of 5, when the Holy Spirit of God convicted my young heart of sin. I didn't understand all about it, but I knew that I was a sinner. For the Word of God makes it clear in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. The whole human race is guilty of having sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, God's glory of righteousness. We've all come short of measuring up. But God, in His great love, has reached down to give mankind salvation, to make a way of forgiveness, to make a way where we can be made pure and clean and holy and righteous and be born into the family of God and be made joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. As that young lad, I didn't understand all of that. I just knew that I was a sinner, and I believed that Christ had died for my sin, that he had been buried and had come forth victor over death, hell, and the grave, that he had conquered it all, and he arose victor for me, and that he had ascended back into heaven, was seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he loved me. And so, as a young lad, not understanding all about it, but the Holy Spirit of God was working in my spirit, just as perhaps he's working in your spirit right now, my friend, drawing and wooing you to open your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as your Savior, to invite him to come into your life. And maybe you say, well, I don't understand all about it. You don't have to understand all about it. All you need to know is that God loves you with a love that is beyond your comprehension and understanding, and that he sent Jesus to die on that old rugged cross for you and for me, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us. The Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, He became sin for you and for me. He took every vile, wicked, evil, ungodly thing that you or I would ever do, He took it upon Himself, and He died under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God for you and for me. You see, the book of Romans, if you have a Bible or New Testament, turn to the book of Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. It's the 6th book in the New Testament. Romans chapter 3 tells us that all have sinned. And then if you'll go to chapter 6 of Romans and verse 23, there we read, "For the wages of sin is death." That's the penalty for sin, beloved. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, if you'll go back there and notice what he tells us in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and that one man was the first man that God created. His name was Adam." And the book of Genesis tells us the account of God placing Adam and Eve in a beautiful garden called Eden. And there He gave them one command, and that was regarding a tree that was in the midst of the garden. It was the tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said, "Do not eat of that tree, because in the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die." And death, beloved, is separation. As you and I well know, when a person dies, their soul and spirit is separated from the body. And we take the old body and we cast it into the ground and cover it up, because the old body is dead. But, beloved, that person that lived in that body has moved out, and they've gone to one of two places. Either into the presence of the Lord God, if they knew Jesus Christ as Savior, or they have gone into a very real place called Hades, a place of temporary confinement that's often called hell. And it's a place where people go when they die in their sin without Jesus Christ as Savior. And so, beloved, there in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in the day they ate of it, they would be separated from God. They would die, because the wages of sin, the penalty for sin, is death. That's where death came from. And that's why he says here in verse 12 of Romans 5, "Wherefore, as by one man, that first man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin." Because one day Eve was near that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and a beautiful creature called the serpent began to communicate and talk to Eve. Now, the serpent wasn't a writhing reptile as we know a snake to be today, but it was a beautiful creature before the curse was placed upon it. And it began to talk to Eve. And Eve, I don't know, maybe animals talked to men and to Adam and Eve back in the Garden of Eden. I don't know. But Eve wasn't alarmed. She wasn't frightened, because she knew no fear. Sin is what brings fear. And so she wasn't afraid, she wasn't alarmed, and as this beautiful creature began to communicate with her and to talk to her, it deceived her into thinking that God was keeping something from them in not letting them eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The serpent told Eve that in the day she ate of that tree, she would become wise as God and know right from wrong. Now, it's a partial truth. She would know right from wrong, but she would not come as wise as God by any means. And she would not become a god by any means, which was what the serpent told her. And so the worst kind of a lie is a lie that's mixed with truth. And that's what Satan used to deceive Eve. She was blinded, the Bible tells us. She was completely deceived. But Adam was there with her. And when she took of that fruit, she gave it to her husband Adam, and he also ate of it. And the Bible tells us that Adam was not deceived. He was not fooled. He knew he was disobeying God, but he deliberately disobeyed God. And so Adam and Eve, immediately as they ate of that fruit in their act of rebellion and disobedience to God, realized they were naked. Before, they were in a state of innocence, and they did not recognize their nakedness. But now they saw that they were naked, and they sewed leaves together to try to cover their nakedness. And when God came walking in the garden, they ran and hid. Whereas before, they'd always run to God. Now they ran from God to hide from God because they were afraid. They'd never known fear before, but now they knew fear because they had rebelled against God, and one of the consequences of rebellion and of that sin is fear. And so they hid from God. They tried to cover up their sin, which is what man still does today, beloved. And so we see that sin entered into the human race, and Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden. They were separated from the presence of God, and thus they died spiritually in their relationship with God. They died that day. They were separated from God. They were driven out of that beautiful paradise that God had created for them. And thus, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And so death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. But, beloved, God wants to give you life. He wants to give you eternal life. You see, it's within your spirit that you're separated from God. It's in your spirit, the inner man, that you're dead in trespasses and in sin. But Christ came to die for our sin, to be buried, to arise from the grave, and victoriously he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And today he offers the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life to all who will put their faith and trust in him, telling the Lord God that you know you've sinned, you believe he died for your sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, and if you'll ask him, he'll come in and forgive you for your sin and give you the gift of salvation and eternal life. Right now, won't you cry out from your inner being, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you rose again. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I accept you as my Savior. He'll hear your prayer, beloved. He'll come into your life. He'll make a new person out of you. And then if you'll write to us in our next broadcast, we'll give you our address. If you'll write to us, we'll send you materials. Till next time, goodbye.